Now, next Saturday, we'll see the county of Leitrim practically emptied out as people head to Croke Park for the Division 4 League final against Derry. It's Leitrim's first time in Croke Park since 2006. The county has now been promoted to Division 3. But that success didn't just happen overnight. A lot of credit goes to the coaching programme at the county's GAA Centre of Excellence at Anna Duff. That centre, however, is still not finished. A new plan has been hatched, though, to raise money by getting people to buy bricks in a special Leitrim wall at the entrance to the complex.
It won't match Donald Trump's, but it'll be a significant piece and a real eye-catcher.
There's a huge response to everything going on in the county at the moment. The brick in the wall, the Waters Club tickets, the Leitrim senior team, attendance at games, everything.
There's four different types of bricks. There's €250, €500, €1,000 and €3,000. We're appealing again for every Leitrim family to become part of the Leitrim wall.
But these are not just any bricks in any wall. Every brick in the Leitrim wall will carry a message. The idea came about last year as Leitrim headed to America to play New York. This would be a positive wall. The fundraising committee chairman Eamon Dignan and former player Colin Regan wanted something tangible for supporters, something that spoke of family and community.
Something that give people the opportunity to actually say what Leitrim means to them and have that recorded forever in the Centre of Excellence. And we felt that it would resonate with the diaspora a lot as well, because you know Leitrim has only 32,000 people here in the county. Pre-famine there was 160,000 of us. From my own time playing with the team out in New York in 2003 and 2008, you know, we saw that they were hanging from the rafters in New York at that time. And last year in Gaelic Park, there was such a huge crowd. They had to pull in the NYPD to put some organisation on the queues to get in and out of the toilet. So
it's not a GA wall, it's a Leitrim wall. And leave your name on home soil. And it's something that maybe your kids or grandkids in the future can call in and see your name on the wall.
There's some nice stories connected already with some of the bricks that have already been bought.
My favourite one is the Leitrim supporter, Jerry Nangle, who's Dublin-based for over 40 years. And Jerry bought a brick in the wall. And his wife, who's a fanatical Dub, I met her 2 weeks later and she said she wanted to buy a brick, and I told her that her husband bought one, but she insisted on buying one. So she bought one, and the message she put on the brick was, "Up the Dubs, thanks Leitrim for Jerry." And to me that brick sums up what this project is about. It's about family, it's about identity, and there's a bit of romance there as well.
Matt Gaffey, you're from Mohill. Will you tell us about the brick that you're buying for the wall?
Yes, well, I decided when an approach was made for people to sponsor a brick, I decided to dedicate my brick to Philly McGuinness. Philly was one of our star players who tragically lost his life in the service of the club 9 years ago. And I thought it would be a nice way to honour the memory of Philly.
The wall is being built at the GAA Centre of Excellence in Anna Duff. The money raised will finish the complex, and with the final against Derry on Saturday, County Board Secretary Attracta O'Reilly and Chairman Terence Boyle say everything is coming together nicely.
I suppose from the start of the year, from our first win, it has been gradually building momentum, and I suppose we have been lucky. We have launched the Brick in the Wall campaign just at the tail end of last year, and it's just rolling in nicely into it. So look, it's fantastic. There's a fantastic buzz in the county. Everything becomes easier when things are going well, and it'll be great to see everyone in Croke Park next Saturday, day out for Leitrim. It doesn't happen too often, so what seldom is wonderful, you know.
Coming from all over, at the moment we know of about 300 people that have booked flights to Dublin from New York for the final, and I've had requests from people from England, loads of people all over looking for tickets and wondering how they're going to get tickets, and it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, so it is.
Up the Dubs, and thanks for Jerry, that report from Eileen Magner. And if you're one of the Leitrim diaspora, even if you aren't and like to support that, you can find out more on www.leitrimwall.com. They're hoping to raise €200,000.